Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Barbara Anise is with us, too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a member of our Brain Trust. For the last few years, she is a gender intelligence and inclusive leadership expert. She's the CEO of Barbara Anise & Associates, the author of Same Words, Different Language. That sounds like my world. She's also the co-author of Leadership and the Sexes. Barbara Anise, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back, as always, joining us all the way from Canada, Toronto, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Barbara, one of the things that I've been doing on this show since day one, and I mean as early as 1997, it was clear to me that a big part of my programming was going to be on highlighting and encouraging and just revealing the dynamism of women in the marketplace. And it's been such an interesting thing for me to track over all these years. And you're one of many ladies who've been on the show, and men, some men, talking about this dynamism, this phenomenon, really, of women owning businesses, women starting businesses. And now, women have owned businesses a long time, but you have to admit that the growth of this sector of the economy has really taken off in the last 20 years, hasn't it?
Yes. And even today, in this economy, you still see women opening businesses 3-1 of men. It's pretty interesting.
3-1, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think certainly women who work in corporations tend to leave more in higher percentages than men, and they start their own businesses, even though the assumption is that they leave because of personal reasons or work-life balance reasons. They actually work even harder starting their own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And now, today, 50% of U.S. businesses are owned by women, and they generate $1.9 trillion in sales annually. And that's growing. So it's really something that we need to pay a lot of attention to, and also really understand that over 80% of consumer spending is done by women.
That's been going on for a long time. Women have always bought the ketchup and the underwear, haven't they? and they're making other decisions too. Barbara, to me, women in the marketplace, the growth of women's business ownership has really been benefited by technology. I mean, it's helped all small businesses. It's helped everybody have the opportunity to start a business. But I think it's really been a big help to women. What do you think?
I agree. And women are incredibly tech savvy. I mean, I even see some of my associates. I have 51 associates, and I see the women are far more virtually strong in terms of how they navigate that and how they work, out of their home, or whether it's in Japan or whether it's in, Copenhagen, or whether it's in, Dallas. You see women really doing that very, very well.
Well, one of the things that's really becoming the future of the marketplace is community building. And I prefer to say community building as opposed to social media. I think that's a more accurate term. As I've said many times, I don't even like the term social media. But in terms of the way you and I will do business more and more every day in the future, we'll do more business through the communities we belong to rather than as just a member of a demographic. And nobody is better at that, at community building. And the social media activity that's going on right now, this craze that we have now, not a fad, it's a craze, but it's just not going away. Nobody is better at that than women.
No. And, it's so interesting because there's actually a fundamental gender difference in how men and women network. Women tend to network for long-term relationships, and men tend to network for, you know, who do I need to know to get the deal? Exactly, right? Mm-hmm.
And that's not a value statement on you know whether one's a better person than the other. It has nothing to do with that. It's what are our goals? What do we want to do? Okay. You know, men are more solutions oriented. Women are more relationship oriented.
That's right. And in that relationship, in that long term relationship, women build a very large network, right, that they can reach out to. Now, there's some challenges for women business owners that tend not to be there for men. And one of the things I say that women tend not to make bold requests. And what I mean by that is, you know, doing the ask.
Right.
In the negotiation process, women tend to negotiate less for the big, deal or asking for more, etc. So that can be a challenge
as
well.
Why do you think that is?
Well, it's just, you know, there are a couple of things. One is that, you know, we really scrutinize ourselves much more, right? I mean, I even saw it with a large consulting firm when we looked at billable hours, right, of men and women. And mm-hmm. we saw that men billed much more hours to the clients, you know, than the women did. Women tended to scrutinize more. Can I really bill for that? No, not really. And men mm-hmm. say, well, I was thinking about this client and I was really kind of mulling it over and thinking it through. I should bill for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one challenge that women have is that, and you know, and then women tend to be more detail oriented. So we get into more of the process. I find myself, mm-hmm. even having been in a successful business running my own firm for over 20 years, I still find myself over preparing. You know,
right.
when I really, really do not need to do that
mm-hmm.
anymore. You know, but I still do it.
You think that's because of this the innate desire of women to have security to be prepared, that kind of thing?
It's so interesting because, even in debates or, you know, kind of arguments or things like that, men will tend to throw things out even if they have kind of 20%, knowledge or, you know, they'll just
men
throw
are,
out to
men
debate.
Are better, wait a minute, Barbara. Men are better bluffers than women, admitted.
They wing it sometimes, yeah.
Men are better bluffers than women.
Sure. You know, and it's part of the ritual. It's not a big deal,
right?
For women to throw something out, they have to be 90% have a 90% confidence level. Do I really know about this? And then they'll put it out there, right? So that's an additional difference.
Exactly. And as one of my friends lamented one time, she said, "You men, you have an incredible ability of having your needs met."
Very interesting. Yes.
And if we have to bluff to make that happen, you know, we do it. Stand by. Barbara Anis is our guest. The book is Leadership and the Sexes. We're going to talk about this some more with Barbara after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.